What are you making time for? If there really is a time for everything, then everything should be getting done, right? But what if it's not? We all have the same 24 hours or 1,440 minutes in each day. We plan, we work our plan and schedule and go, and still we often say there just aren't enough hours in the day. If we truly feel that, then what is that saying we believe about God? Maybe the real question is, what does that reveal about ourselves? Do we believe our to-do lists are so important in the grand scheme of existence that God should have given us more time in the day? Colossians 1:17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. If we really believe that to be true, our life and how we spend our time should reflect it. I want to begin each day with a grateful heart, knowing if I have a pulse, I have a purpose. I can walk through each day, trusting God has my steps ordered on the most productive days, as well as the most interrupted or distracted days. I can then lay my head down at night, trusting it was enough. Who I am isn't defined by what I do. King Solomon, being one of the wisest men to ever live, recognized that God entrusts us with every moment. Life and every season of it is a gift, and there is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1-7. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. All month long, we've been walking through these verses. Today, we're focusing on verse 7 that says there is a time to tear and mend, as well as a time to be silent and a time to speak. It was custom in this time of history to tear your garments in mourning. It was an outward sign of the anguish and loss. There are seasons we are broken. We must be honest with what we are feeling and share what we're processing and walking through. Often these broken seasons drive us to our knees in a deeper search for God and His grace. Joel 2:13 says, "Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord, for He is gracious and merciful." God, in His mercy and grace, meets us in those torn and broken places, mends our hearts, and ushers in healing to begin. Then there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. There is no greater wisdom than knowing how to tame the tongue. Through it, we speak life or death over those around us. Solomon knew this well. He wrote in Proverbs 17:28, "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." May our hearts be torn and broken for what breaks the heart of God. May our words be few and used with much wisdom. There is a time for silence. It often speaks volumes. That's the truth. No matter the season or what time it is, God will guide and walk with us through it, and we'll have peace as we make time for Him each new day. If you've missed my previous broadcasts in this There's a Time for That series, you can find them all and so much more at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.